This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks to go until the election, the swing states are once again getting a whole lot of attention. ABC Stephen Portnoy with more on Donald Trump's appearances.
The former president holds two events today in Georgia, a state he won in 2016 but lost to President Biden 4 years ago. He's got a town hall focused on faith with the state's lieutenant governor in Zebulon, and then a rally in Duluth, Georgia, sponsored by the conservative PAC Turning Point Action.
Kamala Harris, in an NBC interview overnight, says her team is ready should the former president try again to overturn the results of the upcoming election. A judge has ruled that Rudy Giuliani owes most of his possessions, including his New York City apartment, to two Georgia poll workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. McDonald's Quarter Pounder possibly linked to an E. coli outbreak that made nearly 50 people sick. Boeing has announced this morning it's lost $6 billion in the third quarter, partly because of a machinist strike. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're down to the last 2 weeks to the presidential election. Democratic running mate Tim Walz in Madison yesterday needled Donald Trump for canceling interviews.
I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
Early voting is underway. Former President Barack Obama urged the Walz rally to take action.
Do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke.
The two warned that a second Trump administration with no guardrails would have dangerous consequences. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. UW President Jay Rothman toured UW La Crosse yesterday to hear feedback on campus needs and priorities. Rothman said the number one thing he's heard from all UW schools is about funding from the state legislature. UW is asking for $850 million out of the state's surplus funds to help balance budgets across the state. Multiple branch campuses have been closed, and dozens of employees have been laid off as universities grapple with rising costs. For UWL, one priority is funding the Prairie Springs Science Center. Tuesday was a popular day for campaigns in West Central Wisconsin as early in-person voting began. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden was in Sparta to encourage people to vote early. Van Orden appeared at a forum put on by the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce on Monday. His challenger, Democrat Rebecca Cook, will appear at a chamber forum today. Elsewhere, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was in Madison with former President Barack Obama yesterday to promote voting early. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, clouds with a few showers, even a thunder shower in the afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a high in the mid-60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
My name is Anton Moore. Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Eagle 1490 AM.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I just rode from Bayview to Washington Heights, where our office is, so I got a good workout ahead of the show.
Well, that's great, man. We're in our new studios here in Racine. We have just a wonderful, wonderful facility here in Racine. So hopefully we'll get you out here sometime in our great new studios.
Back in the old days, 10, 15 years ago, there was a news that the WRGN had a local host that I was in his studio before. So I've been in what the studio was like 10, 12 years ago. Probably has changed a lot.
Absolutely. It absolutely has changed. And we're going to welcome you when you come out here. But you know, Dr. Craig, it's the time is here. And I was telling Senator Baldwin, who I interviewed this morning, I live in the Sherman Park area, and I live in the area where a lot of early voting is taking place. And all day yesterday, Dr. Craig, just nonstop people, first day of, you know, early voting. And the last time I saw that kind of energy, Dr. Craig, was when Barack Obama ran. I don't know, Dr. Craig, if it's a sign of, you know, people who are going to vote anyway, just coming out early, or if there's an increase, and we're talking about, you know, new voters. And I guess you'll never know that until later on. But, man, it sure felt good to see that many people, you know, first day of, you know, early voting.
Generally, there is a relationship, but and also there's a weird composition now where early voting has been more Democratic because Trump was lying about early voting. Now he's figured out that that's probably harming him. You know, he wants to create the false impression that they won on Election Day. Then his folks, like our state legislature, refused to allow them to organize it to count it earlier so they can create that false impression, that big lie. But so this is still probably more Democratic vote that's early. And I've heard this from other people around the state about how crowded it is. And some of them are saying they just assume it'll be very crowded on Election Day. So they're doing it now. But of course, let's hope that they're right about that. And that it's not just that the highly engaged are getting their votes out of the way because they think it'll be jammed. And then there's a disengaged group that doesn't bother to come out on Election Day.
You know, Dr. Craig, the work that you and others have put in, it's, is it It's kind of amazing that we're inside of 2 weeks. Scary on the one hand, but exciting on the other hand. What are your thoughts as we, you know, move in, you know, a couple weeks outside of this election, this monumental election?
Well, first thought is nobody knows, because the polling is not, it's not a science that is exact, anywhere near exact enough to tell us, other than it's telling us it's close, right? Because polling has a, you know, for a statewide poll in Wisconsin, 4% margin of error, which means 4% wrong either way, which means someone could be up 8 points or down 8 points, and it says it's a tie or anywhere else on that scale. In addition, they're guessing as to the composition of the electorate. I mean, geographically, demographically, racially, and they can't do that with precision. That adds another level of layer. That's how they could have been so wrong in Wisconsin in 2016 and 2020 and a number of other states. And so we don't know whether it's close. It's sort of like, just tune out the pollsters. It's like saying if the Packers and Vikings are tied in the fourth quarter, they're telling you there are some pollsters that say the Packers are actually ahead. No, they're not. Right? We don't have any other information. You know, we have that a little bit because they now have the stuff about odds of victory in some of the broadcasts. And I'm like, I don't know what data people have put that together, but it's not factually anything, right? It's like polling. So maybe we do have that now, but don't take it seriously. Look at the score, not that percentage that pops up on the top of your screen. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is there are very few undecided voters, but they're much sought after. I was in I walked doors over the weekend in the Garden District, you know, south of Bayview on the south side, that neighborhood, which has a very contested state assembly race. David Marsteller is challenging longtime incumbent Jesse Rodriguez. We're supporting Marsteller. And then we were calling into West Dallas last night for Angelito Tenorio, who's a young person of color, is running for state assembly and will make a great new fresh voice in Madison. And last night, because I know each party, the Trump and Harris campaigns, are trying everything to find that undecided voters. They know there are a few of them. They don't know who they are necessarily. That doesn't tell them exactly. I talked to three or four of them last night. And I talked to an RFK voter. I tried to move off of that, RFK Jr. I talked to a black man that was a Trump voter, but seemed like he should be with us on the issues. So tried to walk him through with that. So those are meaningful conversations, but there are also a lot of people who are with us if they vote that you talk to, that the conversation increases their likelihood of voting, and that there are more of them, more people that aren't going to vote but will vote one way or another than there are this strange group of unicorn people that are able to somehow think there's a close comparison between Trump and Harris and that there is a big decision to be made here between them.
You know, Dr. Craig, we had a conversation the other day about the damage that Donald Trump's, if he's elected, will do long term to this nation. And, you know, once Donald Trump, in your words, once Donald Trump leaves the scene, whether it's 4 years from now, having been elected, or the fact that he doesn't get elected this time around, the damage that he's done, is it permanent to our elections and the way we look at things in this country? Has he done some permanent damage with all of the shenanigans and lies and having people follow him in the face of all of those things?
If this was a movie or a novel, right, he'd be the character that came in after it already been messed up. After we messed it up a lot and then put it over the top, right? So understand that a situation that was ripe for a Trump, someone like a Trump, was created by corporate America, by the religious right, by a conservative movement that back to Newt Gingrich and before that, really the John Birchers and people like that, was developing, moved from a party that was, that had both a liberal and a conservative wing into a, you know, a MAGA party. That was a, that was something going on a long time before Trump. And in fact, for your listeners, there's a wonderful book by Robert Putnam, the Harvard political scientist who wrote Bowling Alone, which got a lot of attention 20 years ago, about kind of the breakup of the social solidarity of America, that argues that there's an there's been an I curve since 1900 in the United States, where we became more of a common interest kind of country, then we became a we in the New Deal to the 60s, into the, it really started to change in the 60s. And then now we've become an I country again, and that pulling apart and people just being separated and isolated from each other, not being connected in the way they used to be in terms of civic organizations and fraternal organizations, is ripe for Trump, because people are alienated and isolated and frustrated and unhappy. And so the conditions were created for Trump, but Trump has done a tremendous amount of damage. The question is, the reason he's historically important is because he was the perfect person for the moment and had the right narrow talents. I mean, the man doesn't understand economics or foreign policy or public policy in the least, but the man understands promotion and manipulation, right? P.T. Barnum kind of talent. And so whether someone else was in the wings that could have been even more dangerous, could have been more an effective totalitarian than Trump was in his first attempt at a coup, that's another question. That's what they call counterfactual history. We don't know if the other timeline would have been worse or better.
So is this a generational change, Dr. Craig, or is this something that could be permanent in our society as it relates to not trusting our political system, our system of jurisprudence, our system of electing people? Is this long term, or will time tell?
You know, what Robert Putnam's book Upswing shows is that there was similar alienation, district government in the 1880s and 1890s, and that we changed it. So human agency can change it. And what changed it was the progressive movement and the move to the idea that we together could solve our major social problems and had an obligation to do so. And that was also the era in Wisconsin of fighting Bob La Follette, where Wisconsin was a leader in all of these things. So that's when we decided we needed a social security system for old age. We needed healthcare coverage. We needed unemployment insurance, workers' compensation. We needed a right to join a union. And we needed a government that made sure that corporations couldn't just exploit. It was the Robert Burns fact that people and have no worker safety, kind of safeguards whatsoever. Used to be 25% casualty rates in manufacturing plants right here in Milwaukee. All of that changed because we decided to make it change. And that's what we work on at Citizen Action, other progressive groups, bring people together to start that process.
All right, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is in the house on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
Bud, Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt Nair on air.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, you know, the threats and the fear that people have about this election, about there being violence. Dr. Craig, this is in America, right? We as you know, most of my life as a young person, I remember reading about third world nations and their elections and always hearing about us having the safest and, you know, and most trustworthy of all when it came to elections. But something has happened in our nation, and people in this nation, many of them, feel like there's going to be violence. How is that? That can't ever be acceptable, Dr. Craig. And we know how this came about. And I don't understand how, even in the face of this, Americans who know how we got here are still willing to vote for more of the same.
There used to be an idea that it couldn't happen here, right? It can. This is embedded in human nature. And so the problem is the norms drop away gradually. So the norm against violence, and this shows in polling, and it's on the right wing of the spectrum. So let's not do this, you know, both sides-isms that you see in a lot of mainstream media, right, which is good for their interest because it makes them look objective, but is a distortion of reality. That it's coming from the right. The FBI will tell you that. Right-wing senators don't like it when a Republican Trump-appointed FBI director that we still have comes and testifies to that fact. And we have all over the country election officials resigning and being terrified. They have also security arrangements because of them, including Republican elections officials. And real question of whether there's a shortage of election officials because people don't want to do it anymore. It's focused on people who run for office from not the non-conservative side. Trump knows how to turn it because he comes up just right up to the kind of precipice. So he's clearly signaling to them, I want you to go. And like January 6th was an example of that. But he's not saying go storm the Capitol and destroy it. He didn't say that, but he tried to get them revved up and then point the weapon, right? He laid all the preconditions.
Right.
And so that is very dangerous because although he doesn't have control of the levers of power, and he didn't even seize like the Department of Justice, though he tried to during the conspiracy of 2020 and early 2021, he will therefore probably rely more on trying to foment violence this year. So if they can get this race close enough, so it comes down, say, to a Georgia, just for example, and or in Arizona, and then get the certification held up, and then unleash the mobs. You see, it's part of a strategy, and yes, it can happen here. And it's amazing how long we had a norm in both parties that we would have a peaceful resolution, starting with John Adams conceding to Thomas Jefferson, though he was angry as heck about how that campaign went and what the messaging was against him. Nonetheless, he went and set the right precedent, right? Washington had set the precedent of not serving indefinitely, which he could have done. And Trump's broken all these precedents, but again, he broke them because the norms had already been stripped down, right? We already had militia movements running around in the woods of Idaho thinking that the UN is about to invade in blue helmets, blue helmet UN stuff like that. And so, but it's extremely dangerous. And every single Republican who considers themselves a good husband, a good neighbor, a good mother, but someone who doesn't believe in this, but doesn't condemn it, they normalize it. It's being normalized, and there are a lot of people who are careerists in Congress. What is Brian Stiles saying about this? He claims to be a reasonable man. I have no reason to believe what I've seen that Brian Stiles wants to foment violence. He's a disciple of Paul Ryan, right, in the first congressional district, southeast corner of the state, but he wants to be in Congress. Probably an ambition. And so he supports Trump and says nothing.
All right, let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what, sir?
If there is permanent damage, it's not going to come from Trump. It's going to come from the people in the Justice Department, their meek response, people at the state level, whether it's Josh Call or Attorney General in Michigan, Merrick Garland. There were major crimes committed on January 6th. I still don't understand why some of these people weren't handled more aggressively, including members of Congress that were involved with the coup attempt. We know there's people in the Senate, there's people in the House that were involved with all this. How come no one's ever gone after any of them? And on the state level, like if people are being intimidated and there's like threats. We even saw this week in Milwaukee where Doc Rivers came out and made a statement about the election. The guy's getting death threats. Why aren't those things taken more seriously? So I think what we need to do as a country is take away prosecution discretion and put some laws on the books. If people are committing crimes or doing things like this, there needs to be mandatory sentencing, and we need people that follow through. When people don't do that, it sets the precedent that it's okay. And I think they don't do that because they don't want to look political. And then the other piece I would say is, remember like the $1 billion that Fox had to pay because they lied about the election, which led up to January 6th, or their lies that killed all the people during COVID? How do they walk away from that with a broadcasting license? It should have been stripped to them and then auctioned off to someone else. They should have lost the right to serve the public and send out lies in their
way. Hey, Robert, great stuff. Dr. Craig, you can respond on the other side, 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. There's help out there for people changing their Medicare plans during open enrollment. Rhonda Randall of United Healthcare recommends justplainclear.com for advice in everyday language.
Original Medicare isn't going to cover a lot of things related to dental and vision impairing. It's very much limited to more serious medical conditions, whereas many Medicare Advantage plans are going to offer more comprehensive specialty benefits for dental, vision, and hearing.
Open enrollment runs till December 7th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse City Economic and Community Development Commission will consider a pair of resolutions for funding, as well as potentially take action on TIF financing for the Haven on Main project. One of the resolutions also deals with securing state funding for the Haven on Main project, although no specific dollar amount is included in the resolution. The other resolution seeks $75,000 to support the homeless outreach team as part of Pathways Home. The next step would be full city council approval. Democratic candidate for Congress Rebecca Cook will be in La Crosse today for a pair of events. She will appear with State Senator Brad Paff and Assembly Representative Jill Billings, along with UWL Democrats, for an early voting block party this afternoon. Cook will also take part in a forum put on by the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden took part in a chamber forum on Monday and was in Sparta yesterday to rally supporters to vote early. The election is on November 5th. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character, and in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothée Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothée Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, clouds with a few showers, even a thunder shower in the afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a high in the mid-60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting. Hour number two, public cervix announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on the line. And you know, Dr. Craig, our last caller really pointed out some great facts. Do you want to respond to any of those things?
Well, I thought that was a great call. And I'll say that I agree with the whole spirit of it and most of the others, I guess, not as definitive. But I would say that I was talking about the complicity of Republican elected officials, ambitious ones. He's talking about the complicity of law enforcement because they've sworn an oath. And it really does not appear like they're enforcing the laws as the laws are written, right? And that there really is a double standard based on politics. Now, I'm not, you know, Josh Call, our attorney general, is a challenging case. He's a lawyer's lawyer. He was our lawyer when we were lead plaintiff in a lawsuit on Walker's federal, you know, on his his attacks on voting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so I know Josh, but Josh is a lawyer's lawyer. He's not going to tell us what his legal processes are. He's not going to even tell you, say, at the state Democrat convention. And so I really hope, because he's not, therefore, not very transparent, that he is planning to do what is necessary. It's concerning that he never charged the fake electors, because the part of the fake electors conspiracy was in Wisconsin. It started with the Wisconsin strategy, that became a national strategy. And Merrick Garland, twiddled his thumbs for a year and a half because he thought it was politically difficult to prosecute Trump. And now we got caught up in the right-wing courts and delay tactics. So we're not going to have a verdict prior to him being on the ballot on November 5th, which is a disservice to voters. So yeah, when democracy fails, it's a whole lot of different actors in the system failing to do their parts and ducking. And so the caller pointed out that a major source of that. Now there's a thing we should be aware of in Republican planning. This is far right Republican planning. They believe the sheriffs around the country could be the bulwark of their kind of insurrection. And so there are a lot of right-wing sheriffs in this country that in large rural or less densely populated areas. And that's a concern if this gets out of control. November 5th is that we may not only have the Merrick Garlands not fulfilling their constitutional duties fully, we may also have law enforcement flaunting the law, like we saw in Jim Crow, where if you would enforce the law, you would have prosecuted white leaders all over the South for 50 years for murder, right? But it was just, you know, there was no consequence, right?
You know, Dr. Craig, when you constantly hear Republicans touting law and order, it's their mantra, law and order, law and order, law and order, law and order. And yet, in the face of them constantly talking about the cities are unsafe and the immigrants that are breaking the law and all of those things. And then you look and see that the guy they're supporting is threatening to turn the military on the people that are opposed to him. And those very same people who claim to be such law and order advocates don't utter a mumbling word. Oh, well, that's not what he meant. He didn't mean that. And then Trump turns around and says, that is what I meant. What are your thoughts when you hear that? I mean, you've been around a little while, Dr. Craig. Have you ever seen a time like this one?
Not since the Jim Crow South, where obviously the law was ignored all the time. And that was misapplied to black folks and not applied to white folks, right? So aside, that was the biggest example of it. But frankly, it's un-American because Americans of all ideological persuasions used to hold about equal justice under the law. It's, you know, it's canonical in the United States. It's part of our original covenant. But they sound a lot more and act a lot more like the Peruvian general who was put in office by a coup in the 1930s, who coined the phrase, often repeated, for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law. And so law and order means law for our enemies. And Trump talks about enemies. He talks about getting back at his enemies. He talks about using the military and the legal infrastructure of this system to go after his enemies. That is authoritarianism. That is not Americanism. But we have a lot of Americans who have, this has been normalized for them. I'm talking about the public and a lot of the leaders who have helped normalize it for their own political and career advantage.
You know, Dr. Craig, the judicial branch of this government, people right now having a hard time trusting it because they watch a man like Donald Trump who our lying eyes don't deceive us. We know what he's done. We know he's been convicted. But the average Joe steals a pack of gum, you know, and prosecute him to the highest extent of the law. We can't have that criminal element in our society if you listen to the Republicans. But then you see a man like that, and they say, this man, it should be the president of the United States, and you lose faith in a judicial system that just doesn't seem to have teeth when it comes to people like that, Dr. Craig.
Well, when authoritarianism takes hold, a lot of people in a lot of parts of the system don't do their part. They either are part of it, they benefit from it, or they duck, right? There's been a lot of ducking and covering. And so this is as much cowardice as it is the immorality of Trump and the Trump movement. And so, frankly, let's just say this, the Supreme Court, which they stole by packing it, it's already been packed by two appointments that should have been Democratic appointments. They gave Trump immunity and made him a king, completely out of step, though they allege themselves to be strict constructionists with everything intended by the people who founded this country and wrote its constitution, our fundamental charter, and therefore a moral document in that respect, like a covenant, a moral covenant. So all the only thing way you can deal with that is you have to have the guts to, if the Democrats do get power, to end the filibuster and add more justices. The Constitution does not limit the number of justices because that's a check and balance on a runaway court. A Democrat Congress needs to limit its jurisdiction. That's a power Congress has because that was a check and balance. So you have a situation where the Supreme Court's run off the rails, right? It's just created a kingship in this country. And the other two branches refuse to do their part because they don't have the guts or the audacity or the courage. So then we have that, but we have to win this election to get there. But then we have to see a willingness to do what is necessary to restore democratic values and equal justice under the law.
Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
You know, Dr. Craig is talking about that Donald Trump is going to send the military after his enemies.
He said it himself, Gary. He said it.
I know that. I agree. If you're going out there like if he is breaking the law and allowing all these immigrants and these gangs from Venezuela to go into 15 different states, including our own state, Prairie du Chien, I'd go after him too. And I'd go after the same people that ordered his
with the military, Gary.
The same military or the same FBI or whatever it is that broke into his house in Florida. Yeah. Yeah. I'd send people that
would. Hey, Gary, you always talk about law and order. You're one of those guys who talks about the cities and what took place with, you know, in Minnesota and other places when George Floyd. You're the number one guy talking about that. So why aren't you talking about law and order now?
No, we need law and order. I agree. We need law and order now.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a right-wing talking point. Gary says a lot of good things on this show. So this is, but don't let, there, what laws are being violated? Let's understand that we have signed treaties that, and we were the orchestrators on them, that under international law that require us to give a certain due regard to people seeking asylum and migrants, okay? They have rights under international law system we created, and our statutes reflect that, okay? If there was a clear law being violated, I understand why Trump's Supreme Court wouldn't have already thrown the Biden administration in the dock for violating the law. So it's just another rationalization. You declare a legal violation that doesn't exist. The problem is, we don't have enough immigration judges. We don't have enough people to administer the system. And it is exploding and overflowing because, as Trump showed us, and this goes back before Trump, they consider Republicans, they blocked immigration reform and they blocked funding for it, even a right-wing bill, because they think it's a good political issue. And then we have good folks like Gary believing that this is something that Biden and the Democrats inflicted. We could fix the border and we could have a fair immigration system that handled all of the folks who are coming. And by the way, it's going to get worse because Trump wants to drill, baby, drill. And this is already from the global south becoming a climate migration. That gets worse by 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 fold as we accelerate the climate. And he wants to accelerate climate change.
Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. So this is a question for Dr. Craig. So you've mentioned you would love to see the filibuster rescinded. You would also like to see Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., you've mentioned in the past to be, you know, have two senators each. You've also stated in the past that you would like to get rid of the Electoral College. And so from the standpoint of where I'm standing from, you basically just want to have essentially one party rule where the minority party will not have any, and you talked about packing the Supreme Court now again, which I'm glad you brought up. But at the end of the day, everything that you've been talking about is essentially where majority rules, minority has no say in anything. They would never be able, if they get rid of the filibuster, there's no way that the minority party would be able to stop anything. And so that scares me as an individual thinking that we could potentially just have one party rule and that's it. You just have to live with it and there's no consequences. And meanwhile, we have the Labor Party from the.
Hey, Dave, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Sure. Electoral College has no, it doesn't fulfill its former function, which was elite men making a check on the public. There is no college that's doing that. And they didn't pick that it would benefit one side or the other. It's just an appendix. The question is on this. He said it guarantees one party rule. So what he is saying is that his party can't win a national election. Nor that tells you the party has gone to an extreme right-wing situation that can't win the popular vote. Well, we need the constitutional corrector for that. You lose elections until you are popular enough to win the popular vote.
All right, guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. Dr. Craig on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up,
Apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
My name is Anton Moore. Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on the docket. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Taking my call, Earl. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you know, I'm listening to all these excuses over and over. We've been all observing all these excuses for, you know, tolerating the behavior of a candidate or a party. My sole question is to these conservatives, if you can't keep your house in order, who else is going to do it other than, you know, Democrats or independents or non-politicals? This is all we have found ourselves in, this predicament. It's because the GOP did not vet their candidate properly. They allowed their party to become overrun by ultra-right-wing nationalists. And meanwhile, while they're stealing Supreme Court seats and quite frankly, stealing democracy, these people are still making pathetic excuses for. And it's just hard. You know, we've had to weather through, you know, the Bush-Gore Supreme Court decision that was flawed and it should have never happened. They stole that presidency. They stole Barack Obama's choice for
a Supreme Court, right?
They stacked the courts. And, you know, there's no give and take. There's no working across the aisle anymore. They have allowed their party to be completely 100% hijacked, and now they've become the nemesis.
Hey, Mike, I wish I had more time. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
I agree. There's excuse after excuse. The previous caller before this caller was at least talking about nonviolent means like the filibuster, like the Electoral College. So we can agree to disagree on whether those have value there. The second one, the filibuster, is not in the Constitution, and it compounds the inequality of the U.S. Senate, right, upon the inequality of another inequality, a filibuster, that you need 60% of 25% of the country. That is makes it makes for gridlock, which each side claims they hit gridlock. Well, the filibuster is one of the main reasons for gridlock. I noticed the power thing. He didn't want statehood for Puerto Rico or the District of Columbia. The question wasn't whether they deserve statehood, about the sovereignty of those people, right? Because if you don't have statehood, you're second-class citizens. It was simply a power dynamic. Notice all that mattered was that would give them four senators, and that would harm our power, right? Same with the electoral college, same with the filibuster. It wasn't about whether it's good for democracy, whether we should have a system for both sides, right, that works. And that's, for this caller, who is right on, they're interested in power. That's why they've gone along with this. It is the original deal with the devil. In other words, you do the deal with the devil to get success, right? That's what they're doing, actually. This is something, in a lot of literature about this. This is one of the core religious themes in fiction over the centuries.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Earl, I would just recommend that everybody bring 5 to 7 friends with you to the polls. Definitely cancel out the votes of Gary and David and CJ by getting more people out to vote. If you are getting frustrated by these types of right-wing callers and right-wing talking points, we have something to do about it, and let's get someone that actually is on the fence or somebody that is movable to the polls on November 5th. Also, I would ask that after November 5th, after our victory, because we are going to get all of our people out to the polls, can we just put Donald Trump in the rearview mirror and really not have to talk about him ever again?
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go. Tom from West Dallas, you got the last of it, sir. Go ahead.
I'll try to make this as quick as possible. Talking about Jim Crow laws and sheriffs and all that, it really, really concerns me that police associations here in Wisconsin are backing Trump with everything that he has done, and they're still backing him. That concerns me. That really concerns people. That should make them worry about their safety that this is going to happen. The other caller talked about breaking into Trump's house in Florida. The man had a warrant. They went in when he was not there. They made sure he was not there. But yet right wing radio makes it sound like that's the end of the world, you know, that they were gonna kill him and all that. It's ridiculous. No one is holding Trump accountable or all these other people, and that is what concerns me. The accountability.
Hey Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to say in closing?
He's right about police. Milwaukee Police Association hosted 80 bands for a fairly disgraceful forum. So that is not a good look for people who are going to be law enforcement and enforce the law equally for everyone.
All right, Dr. Craig, thank you. We'll be in touch. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Could not do it without you. Up next, Jane Matinier and Greg Bach, Matinier on Air. See you guys on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.